Good morning, and welcome to Radio Bandito. Today is January 19, 2001, the third day of the Edsa Dos Revolution. We will be having a special news segment on the revolution and how it's progressing so far. If you have not heard, Joseph Estrada, our current Filipino president, has been accused of graft, plunder, and corruption. ERAP was voted into presidency by his popularity with the masses due to his acting career in the past. The actor-turned-politician represented hope for the people, one who was overwhelmingly elected by the poor. He had been accused by Senator Chavit Singsong of collecting money from illegal gambling. People were enraged because the man who claimed to be the man of the people was suddenly stealing from them. Right now, we have one of our news reporters on scene at the Edsa Shrine. Hello, Garci. Are you there?
Yes, thank you, Claudia. Right now, I'm in the middle of thousands of people revolting against our current president, Joseph Ejercito Estrada. The mood here is one of anticipation, as the people continue to gather and anti-Arab crowds repeatedly chanting Arab resign in the background. There are banners on the streets reading vile comments directed to Estrada. No violent actions have yet taken place, though rallies have intensified and crowds are growing angrier by the second. There is a strong military presence as I look around and see thousands of heads. People are gathered here today with beloved friends and families to come together and support a common cause. Back to you, Claudia.
Thank you, Garci. And now I have a special guest speaker here with me. He is the man who revealed the truth about Joseph Estrada, and people are now referring to him as the man who started the revolution. Welcome, Senator Chavit Singsong.
Hello, and thank you for having me here today.
I know that you have been friends with President Estrada over the past few years, and now you have gone public with accusations that he has been collecting money from illegal gambling. What do you feel about Estrada and his actions?
I was awestruck to find my former friend and ally was stealing multiple millions from the gambling system. He is the lord of all Huteng lords, and nobody would like a man like him to act as our current president. I feel that it is my duty as a Filipino to reveal the truth about our president. In my opinion, he has gone too far. It is our time to revolt against him and oust our current leader from the government immediately.
What can you say about the supporting crowd that has gathered down at the Edsa Shrine?
The crowd is growing by the second. I have visited the Edsa Shrine several times to show my support for the growing anti-Arab group. Everyone is airing their frustrations and sharing their anger with Estrada. The only way to describe this is a force of the people. Everybody is texting their relatives in the province to come to the Edsa Shrine. The roads are blocked with hundreds of thousands of people crowding the streets. Everyone is fed up with Estrada's corruption, graft, and gambling. I think I speak for all of us when I say we want him gone. He has done more than enough damage to our country. His presidency has only brought us downhill.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mr. Singsong. I'm Claudia, and this has been Radio Bandito. Thank you for tuning in.